You reap what you will sow.
ستحصد ما تزرع.
Once upon a time, there was a butler named Muhammad who was known for his good manners and conversation skill. He was well-loved and renowned among the people in the area, to the point that his fame reached the king. One day, the king told his minister that he had heard great things about the butler Muhammad and ordered him to bring Muhammad to the palace. The king wanted Muhammad to serve as the palace water bearer so that he could enjoy the stories and pleasant conversation.
في قديم الزمان كان هناك رجل اسمه محمد يبيع الماء ويتمتع بالخلق الكريم والكلام الحسن. كان محبوبا ومشهورا بين زبائنه وأصحابه حتى أن شهرته وصلت إلى الملك. وفي يوم من الأيام قال الملك لوزيره بأنه سمع كلاما جيدا عن الساقي محمد وأمره بأن يحضره إلى القصر لكي يعمل ساقيا داخل القصر. حتى يستمتع الملك ومن معه بالقصر بقصصه وحكاياته وكلامه الجميل.
The minister went to Muhammad and conveyed the king's message. Muhammad was overjoyed and immediately went home to share the exciting news with his wife and children. The family was happy. The next morning he went to the palace where he started his new job. Muhammad grew quite close to the king.
ذهب الوزير إلى الساقي محمد وأخبره بما قال له الملك ففرح محمد كثيراً. وذهب مباشرة إلى زوجته وأولاده ليبشرهم بهذا الخبر السعيد وفرحت العائلة كثيرا. وفي صباح اليوم التالي ذهب محمد إلى قصر الملك وبدأ يقدم الماء للملك ولجميع من في القصر، ثم يذهب ويجلس مع الملك بالقصر ويحكي له بعض القصص. أعجب الملك بحديث محمد وأصبح قريبا منه كثيرا.
However, Muhammad's close relationship with the king made the minister very jealous. The minister began to devise a plot against Muhammad to keep him away from the king. One day, as Muhammad was leaving the palace, the minister waited for him at the door and said, "The king is bothered by the bad smell of your breath."
كانت علاقة محمد بالملك تجعل الوزير يغار كثيرا من محمد، وأخذ يفكر في خدعة حتى يبعده عن الملك. وفي يوم وحين كان محمد قد أنهى عمله اليومي وخارجا من القصر نادى عليه وقال له إن الملك تؤذيه رائحة فمك الكريهة.
محمد asked, "What do you suggest I do to get rid of this odor?"
قال محمد, "ما رأيك ماذا أفعل لأتخلص من هذه الرائحة?"
The minister replied, "Cover your mouth with a mask."
قال الوزير, "ضع لثام على فمك."
When the king saw him, he was puzzled but said nothing. Muhammad continued this way for several days. Eventually, the king asked the minister about the reason for Muhammad's mask. The minister, pretending he was afraid, requested the king's promise not to harm or kill him if he revealed the truth. The king assured him that he would not harm him. The minister then said, "Muhammad complains about the bad smell of your breath, and he is wearing the mask to avoid smelling it."
وافق محمد على اقتراح الوزير وفي صباح اليوم التالي وضع اللثام على فمه وذهب إلى القصر. حين رآه الملك استغرب كثيرا ولكنه لم يقل شيئا واستمر على هذه الحال لعدة أيام. فقام الملك بسؤال الوزير عن سبب استخدام محمد للثام على وجهه. فتظاهر الوزير بالخوف وطلب من الملك أن يعده بأنه لن يؤذيه أو يقتله. حين يخبره عن السبب فوعده الملك أن لا يؤذيه بأي شكل من الأشكال. فقال الوزير إن محمد يشتكي من رائحة فمك الكريهة وهو يضع اللثام حتى لا يشمها.
The king was very angry upon hearing this from the minister. When he returned to his wife and told her what the minister had said, she was also furious and said that no one in the kingdom should dare insult her husband, and she said that whoever dared to offend the king must die. The king agreed with his wife and decided to kill Muhammad.
غضب الملك كثيرا مما سمعه من الوزير، وعندما عاد إلى زوجته وحدثها بما سمعه من الوزير غضبت أيضا، وقالت لا يجوز أن يتجرأ أي إنسان في المملكة على الملك، يجب أن يكون جزاء محمد الموت حتى يكون عبرة لغيره. وافق الملك وأعجبته الفكرة.
The next morning, before Muhammad arrived, the king summoned the executioner and instructed him to wait at the palace gate and behead anyone who left the palace carrying flowers. The executioner went to the door to wait.
في صباح اليوم التالي نادى الملك على السياف وقال له أن ينتظر عند باب القصر وأن يقطع رأس من يخرج من القصر وهو يحمل باقة من الزهور. وفعلا ذهب السياف ينتظر عند باب القصر.
Later, Muhammad arrived at the palace, completed his daily duties, and as he was about to leave, the king gave him a bouquet of flowers. On his way out, the minister stopped him and asked about the bouquet. Muhammad told him that they were a gift from the king. The minister took the bouquet from him, saying he was more deserving of it, and left. At the door, the executioner saw the minister with the flowers, so he cut his head off.
وحضر محمد إلى القصر وقام بعمله اليومي، وعندما جاء موعد مغادرته وذهابه إلى البيت أعطاه الملك باقة من الزهور. فرح محمد وحمل الباقة، وقبل أن يصل إلى الباب رآه الوزير، سأله عن باقة الزهور، فقال له محمد أنها من الملك، فأخذها منه وقال له أنا أحق بها منك. وحين خرج من الباب كان السياف في الانتظار وقطع رأسه.
The next morning, Muhammad went to the palace. When the king saw him, he was very surprised and called him to his office. The king asked him about the reason for the mask, and Muhammad explained that the minister had told him that the king was bothered by the bad smell of his breath and had advised him to wear the mask to avoid it. The king then inquired about the bouquet of flowers and what had happened to it. Muhammad had told him that the minister had taken it from him, claiming he was more deserving of it.
في صباح اليوم التالي ذهب محمد إلى القصر، وحين رآه الملك استغرب كثيرا، فدعاه إلى مكتبه وسأله عن قصة اللثام، فأخبره محمد بما قاله الوزير من أن جلالته تؤذيه رائحة فمه، ونصحه بأن يضع لثام على فمه لمنع الرائحة. ثم سأله الملك عن باقة الزهور وماذا فعل بها، فقال له محمد أن الوزير أخذها منه وقال له أنه هو أحق بها.
The king smiled and said to himself, "Yes, he deserved it."
ابتسم الملك وقال له فعلا إنه أحق بها لأنه ظلمك.